It's a disturbing story, and it's one that I actually ended up having a very personal connection to, unfortunately. Jack Gill is a substitute teacher, former substitute teacher, I should say, in the Hamden and Brantford public school districts. And he has he's been arrested for allegedly inappropriately touching multiple students. This is, it's a parent's worst nightmare. This is the kind of thing that you never want to think about, and you certainly never want to think about it happening at your child's school. And unfortunately, this young man did these alleged activities while he worked at my six-year-old's elementary school. I won't say which one, but it's a scary moment. And I had to have, a very, frightening conversation with my son. I had to talk to him and I had to say, do you know this person? Do you remember if this person ever worked in your classroom? Do you remember if this person ever spoke to you? And of course, do you remember if this person ever touched you? It's not an easy thing to do. Because there are so many parents around Connecticut who are having this experience right now, like I did, I wanted to invite an expert. So I have child psychologist Dr. Joe Shippa on the show. Once again, thank you, Dr. Joe, for showing up again. I appreciate it, especially for this difficult kind of topic.
Yeah, this is a very difficult topic. And, before I was in private practice as a clinical psychologist, I spent many years as a school psychologist and also as a school district administrator. So I'm not unfamiliar with having to deal with these kinds of things.
Well, it's an unfortunate thing because, at least a few times a year you hear about this, and you hear about this happening. And, you never want to put blame anywhere because, certainly not on the offender. Certainly, let me make that clear. But, on the school districts or anything like that, like this is going to happen and it will unfortunately happen again. So I guess my first question to you, my only question to you is, how does a parent speak to their child about this, particularly if you found out that the person in question worked at your child's school for any span of time? How do you even start that conversation?
Yeah, so I think the conversation actually, John, starts prior to any kind of incident that could take place.
Right.
We this is a very difficult topic. Parents, I'm a parent, and you don't want to think of your child ever being in a situation where they could be harmed, and in particular like this. So one of the things that I think that we start with is how you begin to talk about topics that are difficult topics with your child prior to an incident like this. Have you had conversations with your child before about, the kinds of things that make their bodies private and private things, and what's appropriate for parents and other caregivers to have access to with their children versus, what a stranger might do. So there's this first piece, which is really preparing your children for just not to scare them. I mean, that's the big thing. One of the things you have to always remember is that you're kind of delivering information in a neutral way. But parents are responsible for really educating their kids about things that could be harmful to them. In schools many years ago, we used to have a program called Stranger Danger.
I think everybody of a certain age, remembers that phrase immediately.
Right. And I'm not quite sure, what's happened with that, what it's morphed into at this point. But there may be programs that really are talking about the kinds of things that kids need to be concerned about.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it from the parent perspective. And so these are preventative things. So first, are you talking to your children about their body parts early? And using, by the way, proper names for body parts. You don't want to be in that situation where I know that these are not the most comfortable things, but making sure that you can get comfortable using the words and helping your children, know what they mean,
right,
can help you talk, when the time comes. Also then, what follows that very, very closely is teaching them that, some body parts are private. They are private because they're not for everyone to see, and that people outside of, your home should only see with your clothes on. And so it's, you know, except for parents, obviously, who are caretaking, or doctors. And usually when kids are with their pediatricians, they're with their parents.
No, I mean, my son just had his pediatrician appointment, and, you know, I mean, his doctor had to, you know, he looked at me and he said, "Dad, is it okay if we do this?" And then he turned to my son and he said, you know, my son's name, "Is it okay if we, you know, do this?" And that's, you know, there's protocols you have to follow. And I'm lucky in my home because, you know, I have to thank his mother for so many things, but also for the fact that she's a mental health expert herself. She's an LCSW who works in a school.
Okay.
And so we've always been very lucky to kind of have a bit of a, I don't know, I guess that bit of a head start because of her profession. But, like, I mean, what did those conversations, you know, well, I interrupted you. Keep going, though. You were going to make another point.
That's okay. And feel free to interrupt because there are things that you may want to cover that you know, I don't have in my head. But the reality is that, you know, then once you've got that down, and I want to applaud your pediatrician, by the way, because that's a really important protocol to have.
Great guy.
And it models for kids, you know, what's appropriate. Because then what you're leading into at that point is really the subject of boundaries. What are appropriate boundaries? And that extends way beyond even, you know, these kinds of boundaries with regard to touching people's body parts, but it allows you to move into that territory. The other thing that is really important for parents to really drive home for kids is that, you know, body secrets, you know, we don't keep body secrets. Body secrets are just not okay.
I love that phrase. I've never heard that phrase, but I love that. We don't keep body secrets. Keep going, but I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because no matter what anybody tells you, and unfortunately, the perpetrators in these kinds of things, the abusers, they will tell you, you know, to keep the secret. They tell children to keep the secret. And so you want to make sure that right up front you're saying, you know, body secrets are not okay. No matter what anybody tells you, they should always tell, you know, you, the parent, if someone tries to make them, you know, keep a body secret. You know, if they say, "I'm going to do this to you," and, "Oh, you can't tell anyone," that really making your child understand that, no, that's not okay. You really do have to tell that.
So Dr. Joe, you know, I mean, this, you know, the preventative measures, so incredibly important. But, you know, mm-hmm. now we've got this situation where this alleged, again, activity has taken place. It's taken place at multiple elementary schools. So when we're unfortunately in this after the fact kind of situation, how then do you start that conversation? Like, for me, and I was so worried that I didn't do enough. You know, I had a picture of this person and I was like, "Hey, buddy, do you remember this guy from your school?" And he looks at me, he goes, "No." And I was like, okay, well, he worked at your school. Do you remember if he ever worked in your class? And I wasn't sure if I was asking the right questions. I wasn't sure if I was doing the right thing. How should we do that?
Yeah, so, I don't know, did the school give any guidance on this? That's another important, you know, piece of the puzzle here.
Right.
I would hope that they would, but, you know, I understand, having been part of that system for a very long time, there are a lot of things going on. But this does take precedence. I mean, when you have when you've had somebody in your school that's been accused of sexual abuse, then you really do have to follow up, and you should be giving parents some guidance on this.
Yeah.
I think that the road that you went down was a good one. You know, you showed the picture, you said, "Hey, do you ever see this guy? He worked in your school." I don't know if you went any further with that.
A little bit further, yeah.
Okay, because this is why when you talk about the whole idea of body secrets, and then you talk to them about, you know, that you don't keep these body secrets, this is when you can kind of move right into that territory. You know, "This is a guy that worked in school. Do you remember him? Do you ever recall that he was in your classroom?" And obviously, you know, your son is saying no, and that's a good thing. But there are kids out there that have seen this guy, obviously. And so that's the time to then step back and say, "Hey, you know, this person has really been, you know, they've been accused of actually, you know, touching kids' body parts, and those body parts that are private body parts. And so I'm wondering, you know, this is when you go back over the stuff that you've already talked about with your kid, if you've already done that, you know, remember what we talked about body secrets? It's really important that you know that this is one of those cases that we've talked about where somebody did something to children and they touch their private parts, and we don't keep body secrets. So it would be really important that if you knew, if this happened to you, that you would tell me about this.
So you say you say it right to them, like, this person, they said that this person did this to other kids, and you come right out and say it to them.
You know, it's a hard, it's a difficult line sometimes, but to be perfectly honest with you, kids are exposed to so many things today. And when I have dealt with this before, and I did deal with it in one of my positions in an elementary school, and I had to interview children, and we did have a protocol in terms of, you know, talking to kids about body parts and what's appropriate. And so we went back to that, and that's what I did with children. I went back to it. I also had a meeting with parents about how to do this, how to talk about it, and then, of course, to really connect with me if something did get revealed. So, yeah, putting it out there, because you've done the work about, hey, you know, we've talked about this. Some people do this. You know, some people do this, and these are people that we've talked about, that you don't keep body secrets, you know, with people like this, no matter what they say to you. It's important for kids to know that you are there to really try to help them. When you take the embarrassment out of this too, and that's why it's important to do all this preventative stuff, when kids have the language and they understand what you mean, it makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, you're not suddenly introducing this to them out of the blue. And that's, you know, this follows with things like, hey, how do you teach your kids how to stay out of scary situations?
Yeah.
You know, how do you, the other part of it is being able to let them know that telling this information is not going to get them into trouble. You know?
Yeah. You take the shame element out of it. Yeah.
Always. There is no shame to this in terms of, you know, telling about it, because perpetrators want them to keep the secret. And this is that time. It's always about educating. You know, somebody that would do something like this would probably tell, you know, kids to not tell anybody. And that's not appropriate, because we've talked about this. This is your body. There are private parts to your body that no one has access to. And that is something that then you open that door, and kids really do respond. It's really amazing to watch the honesty of children. You know, they get it. And when you are solid about this and you can say it, this is hard, you know, you have to keep your stuff, you know, in check. And that's a big thing. Don't say it when you are all hyped up. You know, if you are in a place where you are too anxious to do this, you are going to instill that sense of anxiety in your child too.
Right.
You are there as the parent, and that's another thing that you're saying to them. You know, you're not going to get in trouble if you say this, because it's really important that this person, if anything did happen, that we take actions to protect all children from people like this. And that's what an adult and a parent's responsibility is to protect children.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what? I love the fact that, because I, of course, you know, the reason I wanted to talk to you was to understand what the reaction should be in this situation. But I love that, you know, we started this conversation talking about, you know, how to be proactive as well as reactive in these situations, and how to set yourself up for success, because this does unfortunately happen, and it's not likely to stop happening anytime soon. If someone's got a way to stop it, please, you know, put the ideas forward. But
you know, there's one other thing that you can really convey to kids that I think is really important is letting them know that when you're talking about this with them, it's brave to share this information. Because if it's a difficult kind of conversation, it's a difficult conversation to have, and to then to be able to say, you know, And I know that this is, you know, this is a really brave thing for you to be doing, to talk about this, because this is difficult. Other things that you really want to make sure that they know is that, you know, because I think the education part of this, too, gets down to that a lot. And we know that the research shows that a lot of times kids who are abused, not in this particular situation, perhaps, but a lot of times kids are abused by people they already know, people that are already, you know, other older kids sometimes that are in the community, sometimes a relative. And so these are things that you have to be aware of as a child, and you have to tell them that the rules apply to people, even if these are people that they know and that the family knows. So that it opens the door to them to say that, you know, there are no secrets when it comes to this, because this stuff isn't good stuff. This stuff is harmful stuff. And we want to make sure that we're protecting you and other children.
Absolutely. I mean, so much great information today, Dr. Joe. I appreciate body secrets in particular. I you know what? His mother probably knows that phrase, but I didn't know it until just now. I love the use of that. I love the idea, you know, again, of being proactive and how to be reactive as well. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome anytime. And, you know, I'm sorry that this has happened yet again,
right,
in the community, and just, you know, the way that this is just going, you know, I know that there are people very, very, you know, astute people really trying to work on this more and more, but unfortunately, you know, bad things do happen.
Yeah.
And so, and my feeling about this is that, you know, education is a really important deterrent to this, and it also allows kids power to actually advocate for themselves and to have these conversations. And so I really do believe it's incumbent upon us as mental health professionals, as parents, as educators, as a community of adults, to really give the kids that power to talk about this so that they know that they can get help and be protected.
Dr. Joe Shippa, child psychologist, thank you again so much. You are listening to The Download on The Voice of Connecticut, WICC.